is telling by instance that we should know what is asparagus and what is asparagus. What is asparagus? Means?
Worship with awe and reverence.
And Madhurya?
Sweetness, which overpowers the opulence. Sweetness of his pastimes.
But it will not be sufficient. Only sweet is not Madhurya. Because we test some sweet. What it is. With family, we taste something like this. A kishore boy tests everything. What we call not. But it is not. In behind, there should be as for you. Appellant. Appellant? It should be. Without it, Madhurya can't. Maha-aishwarya, you know? Maha-aishwarya. Aishwarya means appellant. So, a great appellance may be or not may be. When Krishna pastimes is going on as in Nar-lila. Nar-lila, you know?
Like
not passing over going, then it is Madhuri. A Mahaswarja may be, a Maha appellant may be or not be, no question. But Krishna pastime should be like Narlila, then it is Madhuri. And if Mahaswarji is there, Krishna and Krishna Bhakta both are knowing that Krishna is knowing that I am Ishwar, I am God. And that Bhakti is also knowing that he is God. Then it is Mahaswarji. That pastime is going on. Not like human actions. For instance, we are seeing that Arjuna is Vaidha Bhakta. No, not Vaidha Bhakta, but Krishna and Arjuna are fighting. Krishna, Arjuna saw Vishwaroop. When he saw Vishwaroop, he told Krishna, I have done so much of this in your place. I have told you, Sakha, you are God. You are my Aradhya. And I have told you, Sakha, and I have ordered you to do chariot. It is Aishwarya Lila. Because Krishna was in a mood that I am Ishwar. And he showed Arjun his Aishi Roop. Aishi means Ishwar Roop. And Arjun saw that thing. And he left his Sakhyabha. So it is Aishwarya Lila. Also, Vasudev and Devaki. When they saw, after killing Krishna, Krishna came to them and one day, they actually began to worship and done so much astav and stuti. Here Krishna also took Kans and killed him. He was in Ishwar Bhava. He also knew that I am Vishnu. And they also knew that they are Vishnu. So it is Aswati Bhava. Krishna went to Govardhan and in only one finger, he took Govardhan on his finger for 7 days. And Indra came and had done Abhishek to Krishna. And Yashoda also heard this. All were assembled and were telling that call Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and say, we should see, say, that you should not believe that Krishna is your son, he is God. And you should not kill him, you should not, and bad names should not repeat. Don't tell him thief, liar, and all other things. Because it will be offense. Yashoda was so much pleased that his son had taken Govardhan for Krishna. And all are praising to my son. So his breast became so much swollen. He was so much garva, proud. If a woman's fears his children anything good, he becomes so bitter. But he never told that Krishna is God. So it is Madhu. Knew that this action was not for ordinary person. But yet he had he knew that he is my only child. Other hand, gopis. When Uddhav came and told them, I have perhaps told you last day that gopis are telling that Krishna not in this world, but also past is Ishwar, Bhagavan. In Ramchandra also he had done so many. He was very vashibhut to Sita Devi. So they have Ishwar Bhav. They knew by Purnima, they are telling that Purnima has told this or Gargacharya has told this. So they knew that Krishna is God, yet they never saw him as a God. Always told that, come on, and my feet is sad. That red thing has been lost. You should do it. And order so many things. And they are angry to Krishna. If they knew that he has got it, then they are angry that behaving Krishna as if Krishna is their own. So here, being the Ishwar Bhava, but yet they knew nothing beyond their lover. So it is Bhava. Now he is telling that so Krishna should know that I am Ishwar. And Bhakta should know that he is Ishwar. Then it is Aishwarya Bhava. And when Krishna unremembers that I am Ishwar, not Ishwar, and Bhakta also knows that he is not Ishwara. But they have an idea that he is God. Yet, they are not behaving like that. Only behaving that as a lover. Then it is Madhuri. So, Krishna is always in Braj Bhava, overpowered with prem. That is called Yoga Maya. And all actions are, he does all actions by this prem. And this is not against Siddha. That Krishna is ordered by prem or overpowered by prem. Because prem and Krishna are same thing. Satchidanandam. And this prem is swabhav of Krishna. You know swabhav?
Nature
of Krishna.
Can you say that prem is a shakti of Krishna or not?
We may say. And Krishna himself, Krishna raso vaisaha, ras is prem. So prem is Krishna. And Krishna is prem also. And at the same time, prem is shakti of Krishna. He is telling that at the time of Ras, Krishna was Sarvajna. Because he knew that all gopis wants to love me and to dance with me. He knew. And then he became so many Krishna. And he did what gopis liked. It is Mugdhata. And when he knew that everyone wants to dance with me and to play with me, this is Mukhata. This is Aishwarya. Sarvagata. So both at the same time comes. Why comes? Achinta Shakti. Krishna has Achinta Shakti. No tark can be there. These are the qualities of Krishna. Now he is telling that when a man worships Krishna and Radha by Vaidhi Bhakti, when he worshipped Narayan, Ram and all other fractions of Krishna, by Vadi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha after Siddhi.
What about the
Vaikuntha? I will tell separately. When Vadi Bhakti and regarding Vaikuntha, he will, after Siddhi, he will have Vaikuntha. Those who have no greed, want to have Radha and Krishna and worshipping Radha and Krishna and doing everything by Bhakti, then where they will go? At Siddhi? Huh?
No greed.
No greed. By Bhakti Bhakti they are.
Vaidvarka.
No relation with Dwarka.
Worshipping Radha Krishna.
They want Radha Krishna.
But not greed.
Not greed. And by Vadhi Bhakti. Then they will have Golok. Golok. Swakya and Parkya they don't know. Only they know Swakya. So, Swakya is in Goloka. Goloka is the first thing. So many prakoshtas there. Levels. So many. So if anyone is worshipping Radha Krishna and wants to be there is Aishwarya Jnana and Swakiya Bhava. There is no difference between Swakiya and Parikriya there. Only Swakiya Bhava. But Radha Krishna. Like having every kind of Aishwarya there and almost like Narayan, but not Narayan.
When I was reading, I was thinking, this is like Narayan, but it's Radha Krishna. It's not like the Radha Krishna that we always hear about it. It's not in a book. It's a different mood. Like Kunta, Goku, Spokoloka. Krishna, Radha Krishna, like?
At first, Bhakunt. Bhakunt lover. Narayan, Ram, all others. All 24 avatars are more than they there. There comes, after that Ram Loka comes. After that Ram Loka, Krishna Loka comes. And it begins from Golok. In Golok, there are so many divisions. Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, and then Braj. In Lower Golok, only this Swakiya Bhava with Aishwarya Jnana. No lobh, no greed at all towards Braj Bhava. But they like Radha and Krishna. Like Narayan, they like Ram, but no greed. There is lobh. And worshipping Radha and Krishna, but not in Ragmarga. Understanding? There is lobh of service of Radha and Krishna. And they were worshipped also, Radha and Krishna, but only in Bhakti Marga. Understand? You are very silent.
Took his bath after taking Krishna Balaram. He was taking a tour. Then he took a bath. Then it said that Krishna showed residents of Vrindavan the vision of Golok.
He only saw Golok, not Braja and Vrindavan.
And they saw this Golok.
And this Golok.
Akura also showed, Krishna showed Akura that like
that this Golok. And also to Prajavasi also here. Not this. Not Praja. Only Golok. In shape of Krishna and Radhika, Yashoda, all were there. But not Prajabhava. This is. So, having lobh, greed, but by Vidhi Marga, Radha and Krishna, which is worshipped, then they will go to Dwarka. Why? Why then? Because Radhika is Saptabhama. Chandravali is Rukmini. And here Aishwarya Jnana is there. So, Radha and Chandravali with Krishna, Krishna Dwarka, this Chandravali and Saptabhama will be Srimati Radhika and there, and they are serving there.
What is the difference between someone who worships, who goes to Golok, and someone who worships and goes to Dwarka?
So, I have no lobe, greed.
So, in both writings, Dwarka, there is greed.
They have greed, but they are worshipping as Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Radhika becomes Satyabhama, Chandravali becomes Rukmini, and all their assistants become like Dwarka Mahishi. And Krishna, not Krishna in same. So they go to Mandir Dwarka. And though has greed of Braj Bhav and worshipping by Raganuga Bhakti, in the guidance of the Rashi, Braj Vashi, then they will have Braj Bhav. It is clear?
Very important.
Very important. So, I'm not losing time. Without knowing, he can have an idea of Braja. Deceived. And instead of Braja, we will go to Dwarka.
This gives us the prediction that we must try.
You have to give me Dakshina. I am very greedy. I want Dakshina. I will have to tell me to you. So good things. Certainly, we are lucky that we are. But discussing all this. I think that by our practicing, 100 lakhs of births can go. It is not sure that we will discuss all this. It is the mercy of the Guru and the program. One thing he is telling, we should not worship Radha and Krishna without pastimes. Understand? Without pastimes, if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a very simple thing can be achieved. So Rupa Goswami has told, by chanting Krishna name, and by remembering the pastimes, both should be ML mega. And then it will be Ras. If sugar is there and water is there, no mixing, no Ras. Both should be Ras. Then it will be Ras. So, what kind of pastime? Only with gopis. If a man has greed for that, you are writing? Whether Krishna is with, always with Ladini Shakti. And Radhika is Ladini Shakti also. Swarup Shakti also. But yet, we should not remember Radha Krishna without pastimes. Because if we will not do, then Ladini Shakti will not work. So Radha and Krishna simply, as we see in Sri Mandir, that will be the place. And that is why they will have darshan of Satyabhama and or Lakshmi. So worshipping in Mandir of Radha and Krishna, it is sure not, it is not sure that we will have Braj Bhav. So in the order of Rukmini, our Gurudev, as you wish to remember the past and Krishna, that our Goswami has described that in Srimad Bhagavatam. When we do aarti of Radha and Krishna, we should think something past. But past time, in the morning, the past time is of the morning. In midday, the past time is of the morning. Being one of them, myself, and our Gurudev, one of them, then our bhajan will be of that. Otherwise, simply by the way. But you know that what kind of aarti they are. They have a pradeep, lamp,
lamp.
What? Oh, like this. Here, ghee will have to be. Ghee is our heart's frame. And heart is pradeep. That cotton egg, this is bhav. What bhav? A special bhav. Every bhakt has a special bhav. That bhav. And resemblance with eyes. It will come through eyes. Gopis are forsaken by eyes, by the core of life. And Krishna takes it with his eyes. And again, he takes in his heart. Gopis do archan like this, not as this and when Krishna comes, Yashoda Ma takes a pradeep, hall and everything and does like this. Gopiji is standing on the door and so that anyone cannot see them. And they are doing archan with their very lusty eyes to Krishna. And Krishna did not see that his mother is doing, but his eyes are where? There. So this is best archana and best archana. And we should see that archi through this archana. One thing he has told to be very careful that whether some persons have or our acharyas has told that Radhika is Swakya, not Parki. Parki is only Prakat Lila, not in a Prakat Lila. Some has told. He has not mentioned the name. But I can mention who has done. Who has done? So, and the follower. He is telling that in any Rishi Praneet, Rishi means the books which has been written by Rashik Vaishnava Acharya, like Narad, Vyas, Suka, Shankar, and father of Vyaste, Parashara, they are Rasik Vaishnava. In Purans also, it has never been stated that Radhika is Swakya of Vaishnava. So we should know that whether in Prakat Lila or Aprakat Lila, everywhere Radhika is Vaishnava. Whether he is Swakya, but yet, Sakya means Hladini Shakti of Krishna. But yet he has always awe of us, whether in a Prakat Lila or Prakat Lila. So we should think and worship Radhika as a Prakat Lila. And we should serve her, and we should Nikunja Juno Radhikeli Shukri Ya Jali Bhir Yukti Rafiksha. Chitting of householders, chitting of their husbands, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers, and everyone. And 16 kinds of Siksha we should know as a part of the power of God. We should be like also that if we will not be, then we will not serve Srimati Radhika in that way. If I agreed, certainly this, and we should reconcile this thing at that. He knew, and he has written for Suddha Parakiya Bhava Bhakta that you should be think that she is Bhakta. But if a man has any doubt, then you have, he has told strictly that you should follow that. So, in like this, that marriage is Parakiya, not Swati. You see. Okay. Like when gopis want to do majak with Krishna. Majak, you know? No, cutting.
Horrible sound.
What was that? It is crow.
Only. What was that? You were saying Lila.
Cutting joke. Huh? Gopis are sitting. Krishna is also sitting. Lalita went behind Krishna and he took the ends of Radhika and Krishna. What?
Sorry, and dirty cloth.
And clothes and tied. Then Vishakha was uttering mantra. And gopis were singing song like marriage, and they told Krishna that you should do like this, and all were very pleased by doing this. This is a joke. That like Brahma has done all. So it has two meanings. Inner meaning is Parakiya Pushti. And outer meaning is to close the mouths of anadhikari. We will tell that and there is marriage here. What in this subject?
Sometimes you see in this world little children play about marriage.
Heart pleasing, pleasure only. Now he is telling one thing, and this is the last.
What is this next?
A sadhak of Raganuga, having crossed the stage of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, After all, there is nothing to do in this world. Sadhana is completed. A rays of only prem comes here. Now, this physical body cannot have the load, cannot contain the load of prem. So, after that part happens, this question. He should directly go to Golok Vrindavan, or from that time, what he does, where he lives.
He is telling that someone
that they should go to
direct.
But it is not exactly that. There are some. Anyone tells that, but usually in Mani it has been told that after this stage they go to Vrindavan. But the fact is not clear whether in Prakat Praja or if they go directly to Golok Vrindavan, then there are some gravity. There will arise some questions. That after that, sneh, prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav. And after bhav, then bhav, mahabhav. Anyone can meet Krishna in the Braj. Without Mahabhav, anyone cannot meet Radha and Krishna. That's why you must have Mahabhav. This is the qualification of gopis who will meet Krishna, Radha, and serve Radha. If one can directly goes to Golok Vrindavan in Aprakat Prakash, then where he has received sneha to Mahabhav, they have not. So they cannot go directly there. Understand? In Sadhak Day, in this practicing body, this Thai Bhav cannot come. What to say Mahabhav? Snehman Pranay. They will not come. Thai Bhav Mane? You don't know?
I don't know. It can't come.
Cannot come in, apparently in this body. It will come when Asray, Avalamban, Uddipan, Devichari and all Bhavs will gather there. It becomes Prem. So this body, physical body cannot tolerate. Only up to how this body can tolerate. So he is telling that if there is not told that Aprakat Praj are Prakat Praj, but they go there. So we should think over it, and our acharya have done something in investigation upon this subject. He is telling that gopi from the womb of gopi will have to take birth. So we should go directly to Braja, Aprakat, and there we will have Gopi Janma there, Bhakti there.
Braja Aprakat or Braja Prakat?
He is telling that if anyone tells
that
that uppercut bridge, yeah, no, there is no Satan Bhumika there, so he cannot go and cannot have a birth from Gopika. So he rejects all two conditions. Now he is giving his own opinion that a sadhak having up to bhav avastha, yog maya, by the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, she takes to a prakat lila, and prakat lila is anywhere in this world at any time. That is, all time in this world, this world, this universe, it is always present. So Yogamaya is the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Takes that lucky jeev to that world, that Brahmanda, and gives birth in the womb of a gopi. And from childhood, she had association of Nitya Siddha gopis. Sometimes she sees Krishna, and he has agreed to meet Krishna. That is poor Bharat. She has so many scopes to from Prem to Mahabhava. And if there she is wedded, and they have association of her husband, yet they have prem with Krishna. And if they have some child also, Yogamaya will not approve his association with Krishna and gopis. So they should be wet, and from Virahata they will wash everything. They will know that this is not my child, his husband is not child. And this bhav also goes away. And then they meet the Krishna. And those who have association of Nitya Siddha gopis, they have up to Mahabhav, and they meet the Krishna. And after that prakat lila, when it goes in aprakat, he goes with all parikas of Krishna. And so always Krishna. So he is telling that, O Mahanuragi Vaishnav, Araganuga Bhat Vaishnav, don't be worried, don't be afraid. You should go on with your practices of Raganuga Bhat. After this, the day, you will go there. Anywhere Krishna is there, he will akarsh, attractive. Don't be worried. Always is Krishna waiting for you there. Go on practicing this Radha Krishna. Because he is telling Krishna his prayer. That O Gokulananda, You are Lila Vilashi, always singing an ocean of Gopi Prem. You are a swan, Tarna, swimming where? Gopis, Gopi Prem, and you are tester of that Gopi. You have no time yet, you are Sarvagya, you are Mugdha, and at the same time, by Achinta Sakti, you are Sarvagya also. So, listen my prayer. Don't be Mugdha. If you are Mugdha, you cannot hear. So I pray you that be Mugdha also and be Sarvagya also, that you can know our heart and my prayer. You are be of Bhakti Manjari. Bhakti Manjari, you know? Bhakti is like a Manjari. Srimati Radhika is and you are Madhukar. Madhukar means be. So, I pray you and I did good